USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 in a rare New Year's Day session. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was their last chance before starting over.
The Senate can start off this new year by adding to that sense of hope by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families. The Senate can start off 2021 by really helping the American people. We can start off 2021 by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families to carry them through the darkest and final days of this pandemic.
Senator Lindsey Graham says, like the president, he also wants the $2,000 checks. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A pharmacist has been arrested and also fired for destroying hundreds of vaccine doses. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. The remaining doses were discarded to waste. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new coronavirus variant that was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The health minister said Friday that the strain was found in travelers arriving from the UK. They are in quarantine along with close contacts. More than 4,600 passengers have been quarantined in Turkey since late December to contain the spread. Flights to the UK have been suspended, and Turkey now requires a negative PCR test for all passengers arriving on international flights. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
2020 was not a good year for the airlines, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It wasn't any surprise that pandemic was announced as the word of the year by the editors at Merriam-Webster for 2020. USA Radio's John Clemens reports it's all based on a statistical analysis of words looked up from the online dictionary.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
For USA Radio News, Happy New Year. I'm Jeremy Scott.